Radio.
Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and we're going to be talking about a subject today that you may have heard a little bit about in the news media already. And I'm talking about a new film that just came out a couple of weeks ago. I think it was originally launched in theaters on May 15th, and this film is the next edition of a film that is put out by Dan Brown. And this particular film, you remember the first Dan Brown film there dealt with the Da Vinci Code. That's what that one was all about. And we had a couple of broadcasts where we discussed that. But this one is entitled Angels and Demons. And in this film about angels and demons, Dan Brown is at it again and coming up with some things here in the film that require us to look at these things from a biblical perspective, to look at them and to decipher in them and discern in them what is actually being said in this film. There's some very interesting statements that are made that I think, it will really be interesting in our discussion today as we talk about these things. My guest on today's program is Dr. Vern Poitras, and he is not only an author of a book dealing with some of the major themes that are in this movie. The name of that book is called Redeeming Science, A God-Centered Approach. It's not written specifically with angels and demons in mind, but this idea of there being this dichotomy between true science and Christianity is a theme that runs in the movie Angels and Demons. And so this book deals with that. It's called Redeeming Science, A God-Centered Approach. It's out by Crossway in 2006. And I have copies of that book that I'll be giving away on the radio broadcast today. I'll tell you more about that as we get going in the interview. Let me give you a number here. I know you're going to want to participate in the discussion today. So it's 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535, and we'll get you on the phone with Dr. Poitras as soon as we bring him into the discussion here. I mentioned that Dr. Poitras is the author of Redeeming Science, but also he's the professor of New Testament Interpretation at Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia. And he is also writing quite a bit out on a new website that was created for the purpose of discussing and I think debunking some of the things that we find in this movie. Let me give you this website right at the top of the broadcast. And by the way, I have a logo and a link to this website on my website, which is knowingthetruth.org. This website is truthaboutangelsanddemons.com. Long name, but easy to remember. truthaboutangelsanddemons.com, and you can go out there and read some of the latest articles on this particular subject if you'd like. So with that, let's go ahead and bring in our special guest today, Dr. Vern Poitras, with us. Doctor, it's great to have you on the radio program today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Doctor, I wanted to start off, if we could, this site that you guys have put together with Westminster Theological Seminary, just a great site, by the way, very good graphics on there, excellent content in the articles, extremely helpful. But I wanted to ask you, there's been a lot of things, of course, that have needed further explanation or further discernment in the Christian community. Why specifically a website created for this specific film that came out?
Well, the book, Dan Brown's book, came first, and then the movie. But, of course, a movie tends to make a book more popular and vice versa. And the book, even stronger than the movie, contains the theme of science and religion, which by itself is a good current theme. Mm-hmm. But what runs through it is insinuations to the effect that either science has made religion obsolete, or that we must go beyond traditional religions, including, of course, Orthodox Christianity, into some new version that will be influenced by scientific discoveries. Now, Dan Brown is writing, to be fair to him, he's writing a fiction. He's writing a kind of thriller and a mystery and action novel, and it's fun to read on just the level of the action and the plot and the clues that the protagonist has to decode and so on. So people can enjoy it on that level, and in some sense, then it's just an enjoyable deflection from the main part of life. But there are these themes, and the themes are there in the culture. I must, in a sense, admire Dan Brown for his cleverness in picking up some major cultural themes and weaving them right into the plot. But the questions that are raised deserve answers, and the novel is not really a good platform to give answers in the first place. But as I say, it does tend to suggest that these two alternatives, neither which is really good and is really honoring to what God tells us in the Bible.
Dr. Porthris, would you be able to give us a brief summary of what the movie or the book is actually about?
Well, it's about a plot that is alleged to be by the Illuminati, and the Illuminati this is made up, okay, but a secret society called the Illuminati did exist, but it doesn't have all the characteristics the book says it has. But anyway, it was a secret society of scientists who went underground because they were persecuted by the Roman Catholic Church. And at this point, they're surfacing, supposedly, in the 21st century to take vengeance on the Catholic Church. And they do it by planting a bomb. It's an antimatter bomb, so it's a very advanced scientific reality that they're dealing with. And this bomb is in the heart of Vatican City, but its location is not known, and people are frantically trying to track it down because it's going to go off 24 hours after it was stolen from CERN in Switzerland. And so it's got that thriller aspect of one thing after another, and the desperation, because if the bomb goes off, people will be killed, but also the central sanctuaries of the Catholic Church and all the centuries of art and so on is going to be destroyed. So it's just exciting, you know, on that level. But I won't spoil the plot for people if they care to go read the book or so on. But the point is that then there's this, it's set up, the central element of the plot is set up with science represented by the Illuminati, although it's turned dark, obviously, if they're trying to take vengeance and so on. And it's to be fair to Dan Brown, it's clear that not all scientists are like this, but it's kind of a perversion. Then on the other side, there's the Church represented by the Roman Catholic Church. Now, to somebody like me and to some of your radio viewers who are familiar with the Christian teaching in the Bible, that is an ambivalent thing too, because the Roman Catholic Church stands for some biblical teachings that are true, like the doctrine of the Trinity and the doctrine that God created the whole world. At the same time, it's mixed that with its own traditions, which have confused and sometimes falsified the truth. And, of course, it has a mixed record in terms of how it's reacted to science in past centuries. So it's a kind of ambivalent thing on that level. But my point is that it is central to the plot, these issues of science and religion, and they come up in some of the dialogues, and some of the characters are one of the characters is a Roman Catholic priest who's become a particle physicist, and it is on the cutting edge of his work. So there's also somebody like that character is a bridge figure of saying, can these things be combined? But the way that he's searching to combine them is also fishy, in my opinion, when compared with scriptural truth. And one of the things that I wish were there in terms of answers in the movie and the book and is not there is the sense of how do we sort through all these miscellaneous claims, not only in a fictional context, but then in the non-fictional context where we're confronted with these cultural challenges. And there are people out there, Dan Brown is right about that, there are people out there that are saying science has made religion obsolete. And what doesn't come out in the book is, I believe, that you have to have, to have solidity, you have to have a voice from God. You have to have the Bible to instruct you and tell you what is true, or people come up with 1,000 different variations of their own half-baked answers.
Right.
So the question is, are you going to be searching in the dark, kind of, just each person for himself, or has God himself given us instruction, and not only instruction, but redemption through Christ to straighten out our hearts and to forgive our sins? And, of course, that's not the kind of thing that you'd even expect in a movie like this.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie raises questions that can only be properly answered when you stand back and you paint some of the truth that the Bible communicates, not only about who God is and his creating and sustaining the world, but about redemption as an answer to the kind of darkness and the lack of knowledge of the truth that we find ourselves in when we raise fundamental questions.
Yeah, that's exactly where I want to go to when we come back from the break. I want to go into this very specific about some of these issues that are raised in this film that's out, this new film, Angels and Demons, and we're going to talk about those very specifically with our very special guest, Dr. Vern Poythress. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
With tail-thrashing dinosaurs, 5 state-of-the-art theaters, plus an incredible 160 exhibits, the Creation Museum presents a journey through history that will capture your imagination and appeal to your senses. Walk through the lush Garden of Eden and see exotic animals. Voyage with Noah on the Ark, or buckle into your planetarium seat and prepare for liftoff. Seats rumble and a cool mist rises in our special effects theater, and animatronic people converse with our guests. Come face to face with a monstrous moving sauropod and have your children settle up on our Triceratops. Browse through our Dragon Hall bookstore to find the latest in DVDs, reference books, and curricula. And our beautiful outdoor gardens lend a finishing touch to your museum experience. Located minutes from the Cincinnati airport, the Creation Museum provides 60,000 square feet of family fun. Prepare to believe.
Here's another academic tip from Dr. Everett of Strides Nonprofit Tutoring.
The easiest way to teach math is money. In this day of credit cards, too few children handle real money. To teach your child the basics of adding and subtracting, just give a few coins at the checkout counter and say, "Buy me some gum, please." Our website is www.stridestutor.org or call 246-9898.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Stevie B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Stevie B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Stevie B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Stevie B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into the second segment of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. We're talking about the new film that is out by Dan Brown Film entitled Angels and Demons, and we've been talking about it in just in general terms so far, and going to talk more specifically about some of the themes that are in it. But let me go ahead and play one of the trailers for it. I'm not advocating that you go watch this film per se. I just want you to hear what the film is about so that you have a little bit better background for our discussion today. Let's go ahead and play that.
Thousands are gathered in St. Peter's Square. The new Pope is yet to be selected.
We are under attack from an old enemy.
Find Professor Langdon.
He exposed one of the greatest cover-ups in human history. But what terrifying discovery would make the Vatican turn to him?
That's Illuminati.
The Illuminati were a secret society dedicated to scientific truth. The Catholic Church ordered a brutal massacre to silence them forever. They've come for their revenge.
Trail through Rome itself. You need access to the Vatican archives.
Access to the archives is only by written decree by the Holy Father.
Fellas, you called me. This is the first sign.
What sort of sign?
Earth, air, fire, water. And the fifth sign.
May God forgive you for what you've done.
Father, if God has issues, they won't be with what we've done. They'll be with what we're about to do.
Our church is at war.
Hey! This is the first marker. The path is alive. You're talking about the moment of creation.
Open the doors and tell the world the truth.
It has to be here!
This is it.
This is the truth. Angels and demons.
Well, I think you could hear from the just the audio for that. You know, you can hear just all the money that they've thrown into it. The graphics are very powerful. The storyline is intriguing. You know, all of these different things that make a suspenseful film that many, many people will want to go out and see, these types of things, for sure. But there are themes in this film, just like we saw in the Da Vinci Code, themes that need to be discussed. We need to look at these things from a Christian point of view, from a Christian worldview. We need to bring the scriptures to bear on everything that we find in our society. And I think that, you know, you're going to hear people talking about this film. A lot of people are going to go see it, probably. And when they go see it, you know, you're going to hear people make some sort of connection back to this film. And I think it really is important for us as Christians then to understand what are some of these themes that we find in this film and how can we understand these things. One of the themes that we were already talking about was the idea about this introduction of the idea that science and the Bible do not agree. Well, that's not necessarily true. and especially the way that they put it there in that film. There's an interesting book out written by our guest on the radio program today. It's called Redeeming Science, A God-Centered Approach. It's written by Dr. Vern Sheridan Poitras, and he wrote this book, and it has just many, many issues in here that I think would be very, very helpful in developing a Christian worldview about how we look at science in a number of other areas. Let me just read a little bit from the content page from this book. It says here, why scientists must believe in God, divine attributes of scientific law, the role of the Bible, knowledge from whose authority, creation, issues with Genesis 1 and science, the teaching in Genesis 1. Further on down the list, it's got the role of Christ as Redeemer in science, the Word of God in science, truth in science, and in life, and so on and so forth. 23 chapters, I think, total in this book. It's about almost 400 pages long. I'm giving away copies of this book on the radio program today. So if you have a question or a comment, maybe you saw the film. Maybe you've already seen it and you said, man, you know, this was one aspect of the film that really troubled me. I'd really like to discuss that portion of it on the radio program today. By the way, I mentioned that our guest today, Dr. Poitras, is an author of that book, Redeeming Science, A God-Centered Approach. But he's also the professor of New Testament Interpretation at Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia, and he is also writing and contributing to truthaboutangelsanddemons.com. So you can read many, many articles about this movie, about this book, and from a Christian perspective, how we should look at these things. Dr. Poitras also is a contributing writer for World Magazine, and so I've got in my hand here one of the most recent articles called The Mind of God. Would discovering a God particle, quote unquote, bring us any closer to him? And we'll discuss that in just a couple minutes on the program. Let's go back to our discussion with Dr. Poitras. Dr. Poitras, just before the break, I had started to say that, okay, we gave a little bit of background here. We played the audio clip. People are aware of what we're talking about. Let's specifically go to what are some of the concerns and the dangers of this particular film or book?
Well, I think one of the dangers is the message that science has made religion obsolete.
Mm.
And I think it is there in the culture. Dan Brown didn't invent that.
Right.
There is this feeling out there. But it's not, when you look at it carefully, if you look at what arguments, there are hardly any arguments. What's happened is it's more feeling that it's the philosophy rather than science, a philosophy that I call materialism that believes there's matter and motion and energy and that's all there is.
Mm.
And that philosophy has gained prestige from genuine scientific work. Because scientists, of course, look at matter and motion and energy and so on, and they discover a lot of fascinating things that, in effect, correspond to the mind of God, that God governs the realm of matter and motion and energy as well as every other aspect of life. And what they're discovering is in accord with the mind of God. But the message that comes out in the modern world is then that's all there is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't follow. It simply doesn't follow. Just because you can find out a lot of information and a lot of neat things about that area doesn't mean that's the only area, that's the only aspect of life. And yet, as I say, I think we've got a widespread feeling of that kind. And there are several sources, and one is the idea that, for instance, science proves that miracles can't happen. Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't. Science is concerned with the regularities, I would put it, the regularities of how God governs the world. But if God is a personal God, which the Bible reveals that he is, then he can do things in exceptional ways as well as ordinary ways.
Hmm.
The creation of the world, of course, was a very exceptional and extraordinary thing. The resurrection of Christ from the dead was an exceptional thing. The virgin birth was an exceptional thing. Mm-hmm. modern materialists look at those things and say that can't happen. But they've already assumed it can't happen by assuming that it's all matter and motion rather than a personal God who's governing the world.
I remember the statement by Carl Sagan in his series on the cosmos. He said that we will follow the data wherever it leads, but it's a false statement because the data many times, and in fact in all cases, leads back to God, leads back to the Almighty, but they basically say, well, we'll follow it wherever it leads unless it leads us back to a creator, unless it leads us back to God. In that case, we'll ignore the data. That's what we find on a regular basis.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
Here's Dr. R.C. Sproul, respected pastor, author, and founder of Ligonier Ministries.
One of my favorite interviewers is Pastor Kevin Bowling, who hosts Knowing the Truth radio program out of Greenville, South Carolina. This is a terrific program, and I strongly recommend that you give your serious attention to it.
Hear Pastor Kevin Bowling on Knowing the Truth, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 o'clock on Christian Talk 660 and online at knowingthetruth.org. Here's another academic tip from Dr. Everett of Strides Nonprofit Tutoring.
We all spend too much time in the car, right? How about making the back seat a quick study hall? Jason, what's the capital of Utah? Kyla, what's 6 times 9? A few minutes here and there really add up, and short reviews are actually better than hours of study. Our website is www.stridestutor.org or call 246-9898.
It's great pizza for a great price. So pack up the family and head over to Speedy B's near Walmart on Woodruff Road in Greenville. At Speedy B's, you'll find friendly faces and at least a dozen pizzas out at all times. Or you can order a pizza and they'll make it fresh just for you at no extra cost. So visit Speedy B's today.
Hi, this is Pastor Kevin Bowling, and I want to take the time to thank John, Ruth, Carlos, and the good folks over there at Speedy B's Pizza for their support of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
The book of Genesis is foundational to the rest of the Bible's message. Hi, this is Pastor Steve Schell, speaker on Life Lessons. I invite you to join me as we journey through the book of Genesis and discover gems of truth found in this first book of the Bible. It's not just a book of history. It's a book of relevant good news for your life today. That's the book of Genesis on Life Lessons, 11:30 a.m. weekdays, right here on Christian Talk 660.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the second segment, or the second half, actually, of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast today. Let me give you a phone number for you to participate in the program. Maybe you've seen this latest film by Dan Brown, or maybe you've read the book, Angels and Demons. Love to hear your comment on some of the things that you saw in the film or read in the book that may relate to what we're talking about today. We're looking at some of the themes that are in that, some of the issues that are brought up as fiction. Dan Brown would say, hey, these are just fiction. But as you remember from the Da Vinci Code, sometimes these fiction items are listed as fact or as truth. And obviously in our society today, sometimes it's difficult to tell the difference between the way some of these things are presented. So that's what we're talking about. Some of these items, let me give you the phone number again. It's 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. I want to give you a brief program note, a heads up for what's coming up on Thursday's Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. Dr. Piper's wife, Noelle, will be with me on the program for the first half an hour on Thursday. We're going to be talking about a new children's book that she has written. The name of the children's book is Do You Want a Friend? And let me just read off the back of the book. It says this: we all want friends who love us and comfort us when we're sad, forgive us when we mess up, and help us to know God better. We may have lots of friends, but there is only one perfect and lasting friend. Jesus loves us and died for us and saved us from our sins. There is no better friend than Jesus. So that's what we'll be talking with Noel Piper about on the broadcast on Thursday. And then after speaking to Noel about her children's book, we're going to speak with Kristen Ditchfield. Kristen's been with me on the broadcast a few times before, but she's got a new book out called A Family Guide to the Bible. A Family Guide to the Bible. So it goes through each one of the 66 books of the Bible and helps parents to understand the major themes that is in each one of these books and then to convey those themes to their children. And so I think this will be a really good resource for our listening audience. I've been talking to a few men recently who are interested in training their children, and we've been talking about these types of books in order to do that. So both of those two guests, both Noel Piper and Kristen Ditchfield, will be with me on Thursday's broadcast. You won't want to miss it. Let's go back to our discussion now with Dr. Vern Poitras. He's, of course, the author of a book called Redeeming Science, A God-Centered Approach. He is writing out on the website that is dealing with the issues that are raised in Dan Brown's latest film called Angels and Demons. That website is truthaboutangelsanddemons.com. That's truthaboutangelsanddemons.com. I told you I've got a link and a logo out on my website, which is www.knowingthetruth.org. Let me read to you a description from crossway.org about this book, Redeeming Science. It says this: many people think science is antagonistic to Christian belief. Science, it is said, shows that the universe is billions of years old, while the Bible says it's only thousands of years old. And some claim that science shows supernatural miracles are impossible. These and other points of contention cause some Christians to view science as a threat to their beliefs. Redeeming Science attempts to kindle our appreciation for science as it ought to be. Science that could serve as a path for praising God and serving fellow human beings. Through examining the wonderfully complex and immutable laws of nature, Dr. Vern Poitras explains we ought to recognize the wisdom, care, and beauty of God. A Christian worldview restores a true response to science where we praise God who created nature and cares for it. So there's a little summary of what you'll find in this book, Redeeming Science, by our guest today on the radio program. Let's go back to our discussion now. Dr. Poitras, just before the break, we started to identify some of the specific issues that come up in this film or in this movie that you guys address out on this new website from WTS. Let me ask you a question that I've thought, I don't know if somebody's asked you this before, but how does this compare with the Da Vinci Code?
That's a good question. The Da Vinci Code is a direct attack on central Christian beliefs. It denies, for instance, that Christ is God. Mm-hmm. And it propagates the fiction that he married Mary Magdalene. So it's got blasphemous ideas in it. Mm-hmm. They've been refuted again and again, but it doesn't prevent them from resurfacing again and again. By contrast, Angels and Demons is not a direct attack on Christian belief. It's mainly a thriller and a mystery novel that is fun. But it has these themes, and in the long run, I believe that the themes can represent a significant threat because of this idea that science and religion are in conflict, or that science is making religion obsolete.
And again, you brought up the point that that's not a theme that has been invented by Dan Brown.
No.
That's merely a reflection of what we find in our secular society today, that these are the types of themes that that, you know, we see propagated in news stories, we see on many, many other films and books that are propagated in society today.
Yeah.
You talk about one in this article that you wrote recently out at World Mag. I think that this was written in May 23rd, I think, is if the date, if I have the date right here. But you wrote a story about the mind of God, and would discovering a God particle bring us any closer to Him? Would you explain, you know, because this ties into the film Angels and Demons. There's a point there where the particle physicist, you know, says that we're on the cutting edge of this. That I assume they're referring to the fact that they are very near discovering the what is known to be the God particle. Would you take a moment and just explain that whole thing to us, as you do here in this article, The Mind of God, on World Magazine?
Right. Well, there are insinuations in the book that they're going to be reproduce the moment of creation. Well, that's an exaggeration.
just a tad.
But it is true that that the physicists can push the boundaries of knowledge by concentrating an enormous amount of energy into a single subatomic particle and then seeing what happens. And that enormous concentration of energy is like the moment of the Big Bang, except it's not as big. So you don't find out everything. But so there's a certain amount of hype, and yet there is a grain of truth in that it's comparing one kind of energy concentration with the supreme concentration of all time, according to the Big Bang theory. The God particle is a kind of another issue. That's a kind of whimsical expression that's been used to describe what technically is called the Higgs boson. It's a particle that nobody has seen yet, but that they're hoping to discover this year, because it's predicted by the mathematics of what's called the standard model that tries to explain the elementary particles. It's predicted to exist, but they haven't discovered it yet. And why is it called the God particle? It is a kind of whimsical name, but the idea is it will be a confirmation, if it does exist, it will be a confirmation that the physicists have understood the mind of God in the theory they have about elementary particles. Well, that's close to being true, because I do think it is the mind of God that is the origin of physics, laws of physics, and all the other ruling laws that God has in place for our universe. So scientists are, when they properly understand their work, they are seeking to understand the mind of God. The trouble is that in a secular environment, then law gets misconceived as just impersonal, as just out there. So you're no longer drawn into praising God for the wonder of what He of the laws that He has articulated, but you don't have anything to praise because it's just there. It's a rather sad situation. So the whole thing becomes ambivalent because there's a grain of truth in it. It is true that the scientists are seeking to understand the mind of God, although, of course, we'll never become God, but we understand better how He's governing the world.
Mm-hmm. So you see,
but it wouldn't be a fundamental advance, because, you know, it's as if it wouldn't be a fundamental advance in knowing God savingly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the big issue of, you know, would it create a new religion? Well, if somebody does create a new religion, it'll be no better than all the other man-made religions. What we need is a God-made religion. What we need is Christ to come to save us.
Amen. Amen. And we've got that, of course, in true Christianity. I've said for years, you know, that all the religions of the world can all be boiled down into two categories. One is the religion of human achievement, man doing something to earn his own salvation, and the other being the religion of divine accomplishment, that Jesus paid it all to Him we owe. Somebody recently, I was quoting that, and they said it's the religion of doing doing versus the religion of done, that it's all been done for us in the person and the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and no discovery is going to change those two things that we're talking about there. Let's run to the phone lines very quickly. We've got Ron up, Ron from Greenville with a question for you today. Ron, welcome into the program.
Hi, hi. Just gone. Been able to listen now. This whole angels and demons thing, is this like movie making fun of the existence of angels and demons?
No.
And I'd like to ask the doctor if he thinks that with the consistent deterioration, moral decay, in the sense of what we would call spiritual, according to sound theological doctrine in this country, would that be great? Would he think that even, well, some of this stuff is just doctrines of demons because it cuts God out. But when it comes to the introduction of unleashed demonic powers, does he perceive that to be something that could very well happen in this country if things can continue in the direction that it goes in severing God from anything? I can listen offline if you like.
That'd be great. Thank you, Ron, for that question. I think Ron is alluding to, at least in the second portion of his question, maybe the lifting of any sort of restraint by God, giving over, you know, to more demonic activity because of the direction that we're going in this country. Let me ask you, before you answer that, Dr. Poythress, I wanted to just clarify. Are you a particle physicist yourself?
I wouldn't call myself that. I have a great love for physics. So I studied it some through my education, though I majored in mathematics.
Okay, I know you've got a PhD in mathematics and a PhD in theology. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Did you hear Ron's question then? Would you like to take a shot at it?
I think I heard most of it, but the title of the book is Angels and Demons, but actually there are no angels and demons in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a kind of metaphorical title for the conflict between good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
So really the book doesn't comment one way or another. But of course, because I believe the Bible, I think angels and demons, in the literal sense, do exist.
Sure.
That there are supernatural beings, personal beings, and that we are in the midst of a spiritual war. And I also think that the Bible indicates that if we're not trusting in God and seeking Him, then we're bound to be in some kind of captivity, in bondage to sin, and perhaps in bondage to evil spirits who are trying to deceive us. And in a sense, all the false religions of the world relate to that. But it isn't as easy, because one of Satan's strategies is to mix truth and falsehood.
Mm-hmm.
If something is completely untrue, it's unlikely to be win people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
So you have these things, and Dan Brown's book, though it's a fictional book, it's one of the challenges is that it mixes truth and error.
Right.
And so it can be very enticing. And I believe that, you know, it's kind of like the situation with the instance where Jesus talks about the evil spirit being driven out, and then if there's nothing to fill it, seven more evil spirits come back and dwell in the same person, and his situation is worse. If our life is not filled with the presence of God, the Spirit of Christ dwelling in us, then we're subjecting ourselves to all kinds of difficulties and confusion and the darkness of listening to, whether it's the voices of our own heart or whether it's the voices of demonic temptation. So, you know, what direction that will take culturally, that's ultimately up to God.
That's
but
right.
It's correct that we have to understand that Christ is the one who redeems us from the darkness
Amen. And that's a great place to put the focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll be back in just a minute to continue.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
Everyone knows a family that's hurting from the influences of our increasingly godless American culture. Serving Hurting Families is a brand new program designed to help parents navigate the waters of the tumultuous preteen and teen years. Hi, my name is Trace Embry, the director of Shepherd's Hill Farm. Join me Thursday afternoons at 12:30 as we talk about the issues families struggle with today. Together, we'll look to the Bible for hope. Serving Hurting Families will also be heard on Saturday mornings at 11 here on Christian Talk 660. I look forward to talking with you.
With tail-thrashing dinosaurs, five state-of-the-art theaters, plus an incredible 160 exhibits, the Creation Museum presents a journey through history that will capture your imagination and appeal to your senses. Walk through the lush Garden of Eden and see exotic animals. Voyage with Noah on the Ark, or buckle into your planetarium seat and prepare for liftoff. Seats rumble and a cool mist rises in our special effects theater, and animatronic people converse with our guests. Come face to face with a monstrous moving sauropod and have your children settle up on our triceratops. Browse through our Dragon Hall bookstore to find the latest in DVDs, reference books, and curricula. And our beautiful outdoor gardens lend a finishing touch to your museum experience. Located minutes from the Cincinnati airport, the Creation Museum provides 60,000 square feet of family fun. Prepare to believe.
Hi, this is Kay Arthur with Precept Ministries International, and I want to urge you to listen to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. I believe that this man has been chosen for this time when truth has stumbled in the streets. You need to know the truth, for the truth will set you free.
Knowing the Truth, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 o'clock on Christian Talk 660.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the last segment of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. We've been talking about angels and demons today, not as a theological subject of those two things, as a title of a recent film that has come out, another Dan Brown film. You remember the first one, The Da Vinci Code? Well, the second one now is The Angels and Demons. And it's a film that talks about, you know, it's kind of, it is a fiction film and, you know, a thriller, if you will. You know, all these different aspects to it. Very good graphics, interesting storyline, that type of thing if you enjoy fiction. So this is out. It just came out here just a couple of weeks ago. And we're talking about some of the themes, however, from a Christian worldview perspective. What are some of these themes that are propagated in this film, promoted by it? And we've been examining some of those. I wanted to give you a couple of resources. One, I told you, first of all, that Redeeming Science, a God-Centered Approach. This is a book put out by Crossway, which is www.crossway.org. By the way, out on our sermon audio site, www.sermonaudio.com/knowingthetruth, there is an e-doc section out there, which means that I can put electronic documents, primarily PDF files, up on the site. And I put the first chapter provided by Crossway, the first chapter to this book is out there on that site. So if you'd like to read the first chapter and look at the table of contents and go through it a little bit before getting a copy, you're certainly welcome to do that. It's absolutely free. And again, that's out on www.sermonaudio.com/knowingthetruth. I also mentioned I do have some copies of this book to give away today on the radio broadcast. Let's go to the phone lines very quickly. We've got Rock is up next. Rock, welcome into the Knowing the Truth radio program today.
Thank you, sir.
Could I make one little comment before I ask my question?
Please do.
If they find the Higgs boson, they'll still be far away from finding the mind of God. They'll still be stuck in human scope.
Yeah, you know, we're basically saying that with the term...
I heard you, yes, sir.
Yeah, the term idea about finding the mind of God was just that kind of the, you've heard the idea of thinking God's thoughts after him as well. You know, the idea that you see the design of God, you see something of the, you know, how God planned and ordained the world. That's what we meant, obviously.
Well, every answer will bring a lot more questions.
Amen, brother. What's your question for today?
I want to know who were or are the Illuminati, and do they have anything to do with the Masons or the Freemasons?
Ah, there's a question for you, Dr. Poythress. Would you like to take a shot at that one?
Well, I have not researched that. There is an article on the website. The website truthaboutangelsanddemons.com that talks about them. And actually, I think there's more than one organization that's called itself that. And there's some kind of loose connection with the Masons, but I can't speak to the details. The idea of secrecy and of secret society is one of the links.
Now, was the Illuminati referred to as well in the Da Vinci Code as well?
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Okay. Rakta, sorry, can't give you a more definitive answer than that, but I would just point you to check that out on online, and maybe one of those articles that speaks more to that subject would help you out a little bit.
Well, can I ask one more question?
Sure.
Doctor, does your book deal with the transdimensional relationship between God and man?
Well, I don't call it that, but I believe that the relationship is personal and unique and isn't just captured by physics.
And what chapter, Doctor, do you know offhand that that would be covered in the book out of the 23 chapters or so? Any specific one that you could point Rock to?
Particularly Chapter 11, The Role of Mankind in Science, and Chapter 12, The Role of Christ as Redeemer in Science, that the essence of a relation is personal and not physical.
Okay. Well, Rock, I hope that helps. If you will just send me an email at kevin@knowingthetruth.org with your mailing address, we'll mail one of these books right out to you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Well, Doctor, any final thoughts, you know, that come to your mind of what we should, maybe the goals for the website or just some final thoughts about your work on looking closely at this film in order to help Christians look at it through the lens of a Christian worldview?
Right. Well, one of the things that is striking in biblical revelation is that we human beings are created in the image of God, as well as the fact that there is only one God. And the rhetoric tends to suggest that science originated in a fight against Christianity, but the reality is actually nearer to the opposite, that Christianity made possible the development of science. Remarkable as that claim might seem, it's verified, actually, in history. What preceded Christianity in the Western world was Greek polytheism. And if there are many gods, that's what polytheism means, many gods, then their interactions between one another are chaotic, and the world is chaotic, and there's really no hope of doing science and discovering a final order. So it's actually Christianity with its monotheism. There is only one God who rules the whole. That was one of the key presuppositions, the key foundations for encouraging the growth of science. The other one was the creation in the image of God, so that we have hope of being actually in tune with the mind of God. Now, we don't become God. We'll never understand to the bottom the mind of God, but we have hope of understanding something. And that was, again, what encouraged the early scientific people, most of whom were Bible-believing Christians, or at least they were influenced by the surrounding Christian culture.
Amen.
So I think it's really part of the answer to the book and the idea of this conflict is actually it's Christianity that makes sense of why science can exist in the first place.
Well, excellent point and great final thought for us to keep in our mind. Dr. Poythress, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule, your work there at WTS, along with the other work that you're doing, writing for World Mag and other places as well. Thank you very much for taking the time out to visit with us on the radio program today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. The Lord be with you.
You too. Well, that was Dr. Vern Poythress. We were talking with him about the website, truthaboutangelsanddemons.com. The link is out on our website at knowingthetruth.org. We'll see you on Thursday with Noel Piper and Kristen Ditchfield. See you then.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Travelers Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.
Life-changing teaching and talk for the Carolinas and Georgia. Christian Talk 660. WLFJ, Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson.